Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George.
It's Seamus. I know the name.
You know the name.
Seamus.
How are you, Seamus?
From time to time, I've called up with unusual updates on shadow beings.
A shadow bean?
I saw a shadow being update for
she
you.
She saw
what appeared to be a shadow being leaning up against the window.
Shadow people.
It's weird up here.
You ready for some weird stuff?
From you? Always, Seamus.
Normally, shadow beings and shadow creatures don't bother me at all.
A shadow being, it did open a window on anything.
Somebody said that he had done.
From what little I know about quantum physics, that holds true. You know, I saw him over my shoulder and I turned to look.
It was you?
It was me.
At least it was you.
Me and my shadow.
He was wearing my Renaissance shirt. I just got a new Renaissance shirt in. I tried it on.
Now, he was a shadow, though, right?
See somebody out of the corner of your eye.
You turn and it's not there.
This might have been from a parallel universe.
All shadow beings are from a parallel universe.
Everything that ever was, never is, and ever will be is actually all around us at a different vibrational level.
They were larger than us, at least three times larger. And the circle seemed to actually be, and they were actually moving counterclockwise.
Poof, he was gone. How strange.
Doesn't seem like shadow being behavior to me.
You know what's fascinating? The more people talk about seeing ghost things or shadow things, as Seamus always says,
it really startled me to see me.
Other people begin to see them too. I don't know what it is.
My partner
about that.
Tom
Seamus,
says he saw
this too. I'm going to call you this for a moment.
We've seen some really strange things up in this area.
Seamus, you're seeing some weird things down there.
Now that is weird.
I guess he was ill or something.
Seamus, thanks for your call.